And welcome to Not Most Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We are Not Most People. As usual, it is your host, and we don't need to fucking introduce ourselves. You fucking know who it is.
Maybe.
Should we? If you feel like you need to say your name. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you guys are new to it, because you probably are. We haven't posted in a little while. But I mean, really, guys, you should know by now, so we're just hoping you do. But I mean, do you want to introduce? Go ahead.
No, I don't want to introduce.
Okay, do you want to introduce? Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm fucking Mike. This is Mike. This is Mike's voice.
This is Mike. This is Mike's voice.
So remember my voice as Mike. This is CJ.
And this is CJ's voice.
Remember this CJ's voice.
CJ!
And he likes poop in his face.
Sometimes.
And then this is Big Pete Noach's voice.
Hi. All right, should I talk regular?
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. Hope you guys enjoyed the intro, because that shit's badass.
Yeah, that's actually War Boy.
Yeah. and that is also the drummer here. That is also the drummer here, Mr. Pino.
Hey, guys.
Any shows you guys you want to talk about real quick?
Any who?
Any shows you got going on? War Boy shows?
Yeah, we play next Friday on the 9th. It's actually a pretty cool show in Anaheim at the Doll Hut.
Friday.
Yeah,
it's a festival or something?
No. I guess it is. It's called Punk and Paint. So they're going to have like artists painting nude girls there while people play and
stuff.
They're
painting girls?
Yeah.
Painting
as they're playing. Yeah, so
dude, that alone is going to get people in the
seats. I hope
so.
When is that, next Friday?
When do you go on?
We don't have, there's set times haven't been made yet.
It's pretty neat.
Oh, goddamn motherfucker. All right.
Yeah, I know, right? Then the following Monday, we play in Chino Hills. We play at like 7 o'clock.
Chino Hills?
So that's next Friday. What is that, June?
So June, the Saturday, Friday show is June 9th.
June 9th.
And then June 3rd, 12th.
In Chino Hills.
Monday, yeah. And then we play...
So June 9th, Anaheim?
June 12th, Chino Hills.
Right
on. Or Chino. It's not really Chino Hills, it's Chino.
Chino.
And then after that...
Chino.
We play the 16th,
if you post this,
I think.
Soon enough.
No.
Yeah, I know,
I'm
right?
Gonna, no, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And we play in Long Beach on the 16th, I think. It's called the Blacklight Lounge, I think. But we don't have any details on that shit yet. But, actually, that bar was on Bar Rescue.
No way.
Yeah.
So they're way famous.
No. Well, they are,
for
but they're not. Because they didn't. Yeah. So they're terrible. But so
there's,
when what's his name went and redid the place, they just said fuck it and was like, now we're punk rock, and they left it like
the way
we should. Yeah. And like you see, like if you go on their Facebook, you see all these crazy reviews, and they're just talking mad shit about the owner. I mean, I don't know the guys. I don't really care, but they're giving us a chance to play at the venue, and they get a lot. I mean, it's a good punk venue. And metal venue, so.
That one's in Chino?
No, that's the one in Long Beach on the 16th.
So the next
Thursday or Friday after that?
Long Beach.
Where at?
What do you mean, where at?
What's it called?
The Blacklight Lounge.
Blacklight Lounge in Long Beach. That shit sounds pretty badass, man.
I don't know, man. I heard those shows are kind of fake, too, though.
No, fuck no. Because there's a place right here, Friar Tux, right there in Pomona. And they changed it to... I forgot what it was called after, but like some German bar, and that shit got shut down because the dude fucking sucked as an owner. So like, it's legit. These bars are shitty. There's actually a lot of bars around here. There's, I think, a couple in Whittier. They're on the show Norwalk. I was like, what the fuck? I want to go to these places, but I never get the chance to because
they're just gonna
shit. They're famous for being shitty. Why would you want to go there?
Because after they do the makeover, you fucks.
It's like Pimp My Ride. It's like
you know what, I guess, but it's not
they
really.
Make it, they just make it look nice, but they don't change nothing in the engine.
I'd rather go to the Mission Impossible guys.
They don't even fuck with the engine.
You know Mission Impossible? Same thing. He goes to shitty-ass restaurants, though.
Uh-huh.
It's a brutal-ass buff British dude. He was in, like, the Special Forces, and he's a cook, though.
He's
like
cook,
Steven Seagal in Under Siege.
Okay.
How good was that Korean barbecue?
That shit was so good.
Yeah. As a firm non-believer of Korean barbecue, that was... good Korean barbecue.
A firm believer.
I'm a firm believer.
And non-ethnic food.
I believe. Even though I don't know how to fucking use chopsticks, I believe that Korean barbecue is good. But, dude, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't enjoy it.
Because I don't fucking want to cook that shit. And I don't know what the fuck to order because I don't know all this bok choy and...
Jap choy. This is noodles.
Like, when you said Jap some shit, I was like, dude, is this guy being way racist to this dude right now? Like...
Jap chai.
That sounds way racist.
Jap chai
sounds racist.
You
like,
fucking Jap chai?
Like, yeah, like you're a mix.
Give me the check, you like, fucking Jap chai.
Like, you're a mix, like, yeah, you fucking...
You're like mud
blood,
Jap
dude. You're like a
Chinese.
Mud blood.
Half Japanese, half Chinese.
Yeah,
chai?
Dude, you got dirty blood. Fucking Jap chai. That shit sounds way racist, dude. That doesn't sound like no fucking noodles
to
me.
Jap chai.
What, because you say
it
real fast?
It is.
Because you say it fast, it doesn't make it racist?
Because the noodles are inspired half Japanese, half Chinese noodles, bro. So they're Jap chai noodles.
Is that real shit?
Nah, I just... Sounded.
Well, because I was like, they're like no noodles I've ever had before.
No noodles.
But they're Korean. So they're Korean noodles. Why isn't it Korea?
I don't think everything they have there is exactly Korean.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. They have like
potato salad. Is it Korean?
And I'm like, what the fuck? And corn.
They got potato salad.
What the fuck was the corn? I can't even get...
You put it in your noodles.
Big ass chunks
your...
of steak with my fucking chopsticks, let alone
little
corn
noodles. I guess maybe if you ordered one of those soups, you could put the corn in your soup. Because they got soups.
Or in your, you know what? Corn salad?
Like tofu soups.
Corn in your salad?
Yeah, or something.
Corn cob salad?
Something. Yeah.
Isn't that some shit? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, that place is legit, though.
I mean, I like corn with mashed potatoes. That's about it.
Then you gotta put it in your mashed potatoes.
Corn and rice is actually pretty good.
Yeah, can I charge my phone?
Nah, dude.
Yeah, dude, you know what's fucking good? Misubi. How come they don't have that there?
Because
it's not Japanese. You get that at sushi restaurants?
No, I just get sushi.
So it's spam. Maybe that's only a Hawaiian shit then.
No, I think they have spam at all the...
Spam.
Spam.
I'm not a fan.
You're saying spam?
Spam.
I'm not too much of a fan of spam.
Spam bomb, dude. I don't give a fuck.
Because you're poor.
I am, so?
No, I'm kidding.
I like top ramen.
I never really liked them.
I like top ramen.
I like
the toppest of ramens, too.
I don't like it because I'm poor. I used to eat that shit a lot as a kid.
Top ramen, dude?
It reminds me of big boy. Spam.
Bologna?
Bologna's good.
That's what it is. That's what spam is. It's like a bologna in a fucking can.
I don't like the flavor of it. It's like kind of weird.
That's what it is. It's like a bologna in some fucking can.
But not when it's in Misubi, dude.
Misubi.
It's in a fucking...
How do you know about Misubi?
Because I know,
dude.
I had a Japanese friend growing up. His fucking dad had a samurai sword and everything from Japan. Like, this fool was fucking legit.
And
he would make
samurai sword?
Yes, dude. He cut the spam open with a samurai sword. He fucking used
a little...
He
used a little thumb.
He used a little mat.
He
used
a
little mat.
He
just cut he would just go... Sing, and right off the... Just like a 16th.
Under that little rim.
Right under there.
And the force would take the spam. The spam would come flying out and land on the frying pan.
He did it
would be like a two strike. Fresh. He would cut it in half midair. And it would land.
He cut it in strips.
Several pieces.
He would cut it in strips. This is how he did it.
That'd be so bad.
So I think the Hawaiian way, or maybe like how other people make it, is like, it's just like a chunk of spam, like just a little fillet of it, right? Like in the square form or the
filet
rectangle form. Spam. But he cut it into strips of the rectangle so they were long, like a beef jerky. He put them all together, like a Slim Jim. Put it all together with the rice, and he'd make it like a sushi roll.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't cut it. So it'd be like, it literally be a fucking Misubi Slim Jim. It'd be a fucking big ass sushi roll
rice
that wasn't cut. Yeah, so it was seaweed, rice, spam, teriyaki. It was like...
And you would fry it or what?
No, dude. It's not fried or anything. You just eat it like that.
No, but what do you do with the spam? You cook the spam or just eat it out of the can?
So I think he cooked it in some teriyaki, some shit. Because it was like some teriyaki spam. That shit, dude, it's like the best shit.
Teriyaki
it's one
spam.
Of the legit, one of the best things I've ever had. And like,
sounds interesting, but...
This guy became my friend because of this.
Just because he made...
Did he brought it to school?
Yes! And I was like, dude, what you just gave me right now is too good. I have to be your friend now. So you could give me more.
Yeah, I didn't even like him.
I went
people
to
his kids.
Yeah, I went to his house just so his dad would make this for us.
They were eating dog.
I brought a samurai sword, and he's like, "Oh yeah, back in Japan, back in the day, like if you were a criminal, they would just hit you with one of these, and they would just break your arm, but break your leg." Like, whoosh! I was like, "That's badass." A fucking legit ass wooden samurai sword.
Oh.
Like, but a legit one, like hardwood, like one solid.
Why did you have
one? Why did I have one?
Yeah.
I bought one Or my parents bought me one because I wanted one.
You fucking spoiled little bitch. I was talking about how tough your childhood was.
Well, your parents never bought you anything because you wanted it?
Yeah.
But the way he complains, he's like, my parents didn't love me.
No, it's not even like that, better. Dude. It's yeah. No. Nah, yeah. You can't. My sister's for sure. But, no, if there was like some shit, I would get like one big thing all the time. Like if whatever, like Christmas came around, I'd get like for sure, I'd get like one big thing that was like, oh, that's badass. I got this. But no, yeah, my mom for sure would fucking just blow money on Christmas and all that shit. It was most of my dad's money. But I think he was like, nah, they don't need all that. But my mom would just always buy a lot of shit. We were spoiled when it came to like material gifts and shit.
But they never loved us.
We just didn't have fucking a house or anything. Like, I'd rather have that than all the gifts, honestly. I would rather have my own fucking room.
Why?
Because I had to share a room with, like, my fucking my brother and my two sisters until I was 18 because of that. But they would rather buy, like, all types of shit. All types of shit. All the types of shit, dude.
And have cable and shit.
Yeah, the best cable, dude. Yeah.
That's why, like, we're ghetto. That's why I'm ghetto, too. Like,
yes!
We have, like, no money, but we have cable. And,
like we would probably be able to have a house.
I don't pay cable now because I'm fucking a little smarter, but, like, that's how it is. Like, you're fucking struggling to pay rent, but we have fucking cable and fucking...
Yeah, you have iPhone. They yeah, have, 4G. You know, or whatever. Yeah, you got things.
Unlimited data.
You're fucking eating Korean barbecue. You're not eating Top Ramen. You know, like... Cup of noodles. Yeah. Like, right? For reals, yeah. If you really wanted a house, you get a house, but you gotta sacrifice other things. And a lot of people just don't.
I got a nice ass TV.
America, it is what it is, but boy, we, in this time, and in this place, it's about what you got, man. Kinda is. Everybody's always flaunting everything. Everything.
Well, because that's what the trap is. They want you to do that.
What, to fucking work?
They want you to compete. And keep the machine
about running. Fucking money, though?
Complete yeah,
money?
About objects. Keep the fucking economy going.
Yes.
Need to get paid.
And who people gets the money?
Shit. Everybody.
Everybody.
But mostly, like, a couple of people. Mostly yeah. A couple of people, but, I mean, everybody gets the money. Like, I mean, it comes back around.
Yeah, like, you get, like, a fucking tenth of a cent or whatever. It
comes back around.
Because you pay.
But little, it trickles down barely. It should trickle down a lot more, but barely. Right?
Barely.
There's a lot of old money.
Yes.
Got a whole lot of new money, though.
Well, there's just... Well, that's the real thing, kidding. Though. That's the real thing.
That stupid song.
There's a lot of real money, though. Don't think about that. There's a lot of real new money, dude. How could there be so much new,
money,
rich people?
There's a lot of old money.
Because inflation, man.
They like, still people. Have, like, Queen and shit.
Well, no, yeah, but there's also, like, Young Jeezy or whatever. Like, there's, like, people who...
Yeah, but that's not billions of dollars. Like, there's people with billions.
Nah, dude, you see, like, there's billionaires that you don't even know because they don't... Yeah. They're not in the spotlight. Like people yeah. who are in the movie industry, for example. Like not, like,
Zorros,
the main producers and shit like that, but the
Craig
people behind
Zorros.
The scenes.
Yeah.
Those guys are billionaires.
Zorros? Craig Zorros?
Yeah, him too.
The guy that runs the media, basically.
Yeah. Because those guys are big top dogs. Those guys make... Billions.
Yeah, they don't want anybody to know who they are.
Yeah.
And they changed the name of their company. Like Monsanto. They're not Monsanto anymore. They're some different company. Who knows what... I don't know what the name of the company is.
The fuck is Monsanto?
The ones that were... Are they like some... like they genetically alter plants and they try to get like patents on...
Dude, that's the thing,
they
man.
They try to get patents on plants and like farmers who buy these seeds, they can't spawn.
That's why I really... Okay,
seeds.
Dude... Deep down, I think I really wish I had the balls just to fucking go off the grid.
You do.
Just take my wife. No, but that's the thing. Take my wife and go off the grid.
Yeah, I always think about it a lot.
And just get away from all this shit.
Or you do mushrooms and just go hiking.
Nah,
that's
not even...
You think about
no, but just live in a cave with no TV,
but it's just because,
no
like, dude, look down to the basic fact of, like, food, right?
Your objects...
You get food from the grocery store. Right? You get the good food from the grocery store or you get it from the Korean barbecue. You get it from the fucking McDonald's or whatever, dude. But you're not making the food. You're not getting the food. You're not raising the food. You're not doing anything that has to do with the food other than fucking consuming it. So...
Because we're consumers.
Yes. But therein lies the problem. Therein lies how people get fucking, you know, become obese, and that's how fucking mad cow disease comes around, and fucking cancer, and diabetes, and all this fucking shit, dude. It's all because we don't fucking make our own food. That's what it comes down to. In reality, we don't fucking raise and make and fucking gather our own food. We don't.
Dude, like my,
nobody does. My, like very,
unless
very
you people. Grow like your fruit like, in your backyard.
Like, very dude, like percentage.
My great grandpa or something. On my dad's side, that fool owned land in Mexico, and he had like tobacco fields and cows and shit, and he like never really had to leave his property. You know, he would just trade shit with his tobacco. You could sell your tobacco. Like, you only need so much fucking tobacco.
You can only smoke so much of it. Yeah,
yeah, you only need so much of whatever the fuck you're good at growing.
But tobacco's a good cash crop.
And you just trade for whatever the fuck else you need.
Tobacco is like a very small form of like cocaine. In a way.
Probably. I don't know because
it's like a sugar.
Because can you like do they have
it's like a sugar.
Do they have like
a cash crop?
Do they have like a pure tobacco like drug going around where people fucking snort and shit?
They do all types of they'll do all types of tobacco though, like
they do like opium.
They do sniff.
Cocaine paste.
They chew. Yeah, they chew
cocaine paste. Like in
nicotine, man.
Costa Rica.
But is it in tobacco? I don't know. That's the thing. Is it an additive? That's what I never understood. Is nicotine an additive or is it in tobacco?
I don't know.
I just smoke tobacco right now.
Might be, right?
That just tastes gross now.
You smoke.
I used to smoke all the fuck. Yes, all. I used to fucking love
smoking. I smoke sometimes, dude.
Yeah, I know. I was like, whoa. This dude smoking American Spirit? It's badass cigarette. It's a good
cigarette.
You don't want additives. Yeah, exactly.
Those things are like $11.
They say they don't have nicotine. So,
but I only buy one like once a month or something. Like I don't buy one every fucking month.
And they last forever. Those cigarettes themselves last forever though. Yeah. That's why I like
them. Those are known as like the best surrogates ever.
Yeah, American Spirits. Yeah, they're like the high grade and shit.
Super, the highest grades.
I remember when I first started smoking, I would smoke,
Those 27s?
No, I always smoked 27s. Like, that was my go-to as, like, just a fucking smoker, pack-a-day smoker. It was 27s. But before, when I first started smoking, like, fucking middle school or whatever, was, cloves.
Cloves.
Cloves, dude. Black cigarettes ones? That fucking taste like cinnamon and shit. Oh, my. And they crackle when you smoke them. Dude, those were so bomb. You lick your lips after you hit it. They're all menthol-y. They're fucking... Fucking your lips taste like cinnamon.
Smoking is just enjoyable,
dude.
It's
it is.
I want to just smoke something.
That's the thing, dude.
I like cigars.
It doesn't matter what. Like
cigars are dope. Remember
doesn't matter
the wedding
what.
You're smoking
Cigar, cigarette, hookah, whatever. Just
penis.
Watching the smoke. Penis. Fucking exhale. Well, if you could exhale penis, I guess. But just watching like the smoke exhale, and I'm like a fucking dragon, just like. That's just badass to me.
It's just pleasurable. So, like,
yeah,
like, that's my breath.
Yeah, just like even like when it's cold. Look, guys. See, it's my breath.
It's kind of funny.
If people do it, everybody does it.
Yeah, you used to do that.
Maybe it's something. Yeah, because it looks cool. And now, if we were cold, you ever seen a guy go out in a fucking way cold and then fart, and then like it's just like a big ass fog it just comes out of his ass, dude. Yes.
Okay,
yes, dude.
No way.
Yes. Why would it be any different? It's a hot fucking gas coming out of your
hose. Yeah,
hose are blocking.
Yeah.
Nah, dude.
It comes out slowly.
Out of where?
And it's warm already because it's near your ass.
Yes, I get that.
Dude.
But you're wearing
so,
stuff
like,
to cover this. Like,
I saw it.
Gas
okay, so
of,
I saw it on America's Funniest Home Videos. And that's like before it's like CGI and all this fucking cool shit that we can do now. That's why I was like, what the fuck? That shit was legit. Like, they were like, even like, why did this guy just go outside? Like, it's brutally cold. And then he just farted brutally. Just like, you just see the shit come out of his ass. Like, big ass fucking cloud.
And put baby powder in his ass like fucking Johnny Lyons.
Through his fucking clothes, though. It was through his clothes. Like, he went out.
Just to fart?
Yes. He went out to fart, to be polite.
Or to see if I could smoke blow out of his ass.
Maybe. It could have been brutally cold. Who knows? Like, come on, man.
But
I've
that
seen
would
it.
Be a way more known thing. Like, people would like, make
I
fun
think
of
so,
that
dude.
Time.
Yeah, have you seen the fucking, like, it, where it's so cold
skits.
Where they just took, like, a fucking, like, a pot of water and they just threw it out
yeah,
and that shit
freezes.
Just, like, freezes in midair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that, but you don't see too many videos of people farting and fucking air coming or fucking smoke coming out of their ass.
Dude, we'll Google it.
Or when they do like squirt guns, like ice.
Dude, like I didn't know people could shoot blow darts with their ass.
Oh yeah.
I only knew that once I saw it one time on
suck
fucking
it in and blow it out.
On fucking Jackass. You know, Jackass. That's the only time. But if you wouldn't have seen it that one time, you wouldn't have believed it. I saw it the one time.
Some people have.
But he also makes himself fart. People can't do that.
Dude, yeah, that guy, just, like,
he
I don't know.
He would suck in the air with his, it was all his ass, like, he would.
How would he suck air with his asshole, though?
He probably would exercise his asshole, like, muscles.
To grasp air.
And pull in air, and then throw it out a certain way.
It's like a hand.
Dude, he was so good at farting, like, he could fart just on command, like, fart. Like, right away. Not even like, all right, hold on.
How does he not shit himself?
Nothing like that. It was just, yeah.
So that's why I think it's just his
butthole. It's not breast. It's not, he could just he could just make his butthole clap. It's not even like bowel gas or nothing. Yeah. It's just his butthole clapping together. Fucking like,
it's not even,
like it's expanding and contracting brutally fast to fucking make sense.
That's
sound,
a fake
dude?
Sound, yeah. It's not even a real sound.
I'm pretty sure that's how he does it.
It's not even real.
Those
it's like
real
when
you
go like this with your cheek.
Yeah, like, dude.
He's just able to
it's
do that
real.
With his ass.
Yeah, it's not real.
Hey, it's fake news.
Clap.
There was some comedian, I don't remember who, but he was talking about being at like a gay bar. And some dude was hitting on him and he had this beer. And he said the dude like put his ass towards his beer and like
sucked his beer up?
Took the bottle, took the cap off.
With his asshole?
Yeah, he opened the beer with his asshole.
And then drank it? Because he goes ass to mouth?
He opened his beer.
Yeah, but he wants them to know that he goes ass to mouth. Because he... Or maybe he wants him to go ass to mouth. Because he's like, I'll open this bottle with my ass and then you put it in your mouth.
That he wants him to.
So if you do that, then that's agreeing to ass to mouth.
Yeah, you want my dick in your mouth after it's been.
No, your ass. You're gonna eat my ass. You gotta be a bear to pull that shit off, dude.
I don't know what you gotta be. Dude, you know, you have to take it because your asshole's fucked up.
Oh, you have to have good control of your ass.
Yeah,
to clinch the shit out of it to open a bottle.
So you're not a fucker, you're a fuckee. You're getting
dude,
fucked.
You can be a bear and get fucked, dude.
Yeah, I know that.
You can be a bear and be a bottle.
It doesn't mean I know that, but it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that only big bearish dudes could do that.
I know twinks could do it too, dude.
Yeah,
they could.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
it
really just depend on if you really just, you know, put in the effort. Anybody could probably do it.
Yeah, there's this guy with his two, he has two dicks.
And he pees in two streams?
He has two, yeah. He has two dicks.
It's a Mexican kid?
Nah, he has two massive dicks.
Massive dicks?
Yeah.
Two massive dicks. Not even two little ones that add up to one regular one?
Yeah, they're huge. And like, he's gay, though. And that fool's ass is just, like, madly prolapsed.
Because he dicks too much dicks?
Yeah. Like, super prolapsed.
What does that
I
mean,
the, I don't know where I saw it. I seen...
Like, what is it, when what do you mean, prolapsed? Like, it's just...
on the internet, somehow.
Like, it's open like a sock?
Yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah, like... Bleh. Like, that's like...
Like, you could just easily just put stuff in it. It's like...
Yeah.
You know,
a fucking
like,
dog toy tennis ball.
Yeah, like, nothing... Like, you wouldn't have to push hard.
No, you just, like, put it in there.
That's brutal.
Yeah. I think we talked
well,
about...
Well, why, though?
Because like,
he fucks himself with his
PRPS.
Two dicks?
Yes. The real press start.
The real press start. Oh, hey, reminder, always check out our good friends,
the
real
press
start. If you guys, like, you know, fucking... I mean, they self-proclaimed fanboys. I mean, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, I always tell them about that. Like, what is a fanboy?
I don't know
what a
they
fanboy
go and they,
is.
Dude, that's...
Like,
dude, they...
No, they geek out on
like,
shit. So, like, if they like...
We geek out on shit. We like shit. That's what a fanboy is. Look at the definite. I'm like, whatever, dude.
Yeah, and they go and
yeah,
they
so
like,
if you like
they cosplay the shit.
Cosplays, video games, comic books, movies.
It's just anything. That's basically art, but like on a different form.
No, but a fanboy is like those. Hurt. Like he's a fanboy of Warboy.
Or a UFC fanboy. He's like a UFC fanboy.
Yeah, exactly. He wants to watch it all the fucking time, suck their dicks.
And the NFL, dude. In the NFL.
He's an NFL fanboy. And you could just call anybody a fanboy, but
Xbox fanboy.
You go extra hard.
And a pussy fanboy.
I like football, but I don't like football like he likes football.
Dude, I love football.
Yeah. I like playing football.
Club and rip! That's what I do to people when I'm walking by them at work.
Do you do that on the heavy bag sometimes, club and rip?
No, I'll do like a fucking jab, and then I'll just lean in brutal with the fucking like elbow, dude. Just come out of nowhere with just the elbow, and then she's just, yeah, just like the whole, yeah, I was like, I want to get that.
Do an uppercut elbow.
Oh, yeah.
Scrape up your whole elbow.
It's still like an uppercut.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Really
I probably
uppercut.
Wouldn't want to do that on the mat.
Well, you can't uppercut.
On that fucking
you can't really uppercut a heavy bag.
Yeah.
Or elbow even, it's like an uppercut, and you're elbowing it with
Yeah, but what would, like on the bag, I'd probably be hitting it flat.
Yeah.
But on a person, I'd be wanting to hit it like, you know what I'm saying?
No, you're throwing an uppercut. It's not a.
So you're practicing your uppercut movement.
Yeah,
you're hitting your bag and your
elbow. Yeah. It's still an uppercut. Yeah.
Ah, I get you. So don't even hit it with the fist, really. Like.
No, not at all.
With the elbow.
You hit it with the elbow.
Yeah, just.
And it's like an uppercut.
Wait,
yeah.
You chorted it?
Yeah.
I gotta try that. That'll be weird.
Try it right now.
Yeah, it feels weird, but yeah.
Yeah.
Try it right now.
Because what I do to like, you're right. You can't uppercut a fucking heavy bag that great.
Body,
like, yeah, I do it to the body every time. I just go low. Yeah.
Questionably low.
Who gives a shit?
I know.
I'm not training for competition.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying.
Fucking hit people low every time. Never underestimate the kick to the groin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot sauce. I seen a guy putting this in the restaurant, he got a little speck in his eye, and he was screaming from the pain. It didn't work.
I would think, like, okay, if someone kicks you in the nuts, like, it's all right, like, all rules are out the book. I'm going to bite your fucking nose off or something.
Well, I think all rules are out the book regardless, dude.
I know that, but, like, sometimes there's, like, a like, honor to, like, street fighting.
Ah, fuck that, dude. Street
you know
fight.
What I'm talking about?
Fuck
like,
that, dude.
Like, right,
you don't know
fight.
What they could do to you.
We're going
to
fight.
You know
yeah,
who they
true.
Are. You know who they are. I feel like in that scenario, it's always
it's
the best
just like
repeat.
Yeah,
to
like
the
Bobby
death.
Hill.
Like, fine, we'll
you
just fight
him
to
how
the death.
Fight. And he's like, that's my purse. I don't know you. And he kicks him in the nuts.
Yeah.
Exactly,
it's an effective, super effective.
Exactly. It
super
works.
Super effective.
It fucking works.
Super effective.
You could make somebody throw up.
You could just fuck somebody up bad.
Like, you could just brutalize groin shot. Fucking
that's
just
what
left,
do, dude.
Just left hook,
that's
right,
do,
uppercut.
They go for your dick right away. Like, that's the first thing.
They just rip it off your body, dude.
Yeah, and then they'll bite your fingers off, and you're like, all right, now you're useless.
What do you have?
You don't have
a
nothing.
Dick to fuck in it, or fingers to fuck.
You have nothing. You're a piece of shit. You have no weapons. I'm just going to tear your face off now.
And eat your face, yeah. Why can't we be strong like gyms, dude? Just rip pieces of bodies
flesh
off.
With your bare hands.
Yeah, with your hand, just rip bodies.
Can
apart.
You do that? Maybe you could do that. Maybe people don't have the resolve to actually do it, right?
They maybe. Say like, all right, so
remember we talked about this.
I was watching.
You train
there's
them,
those girls who
your
can
grip
squeeze watermelons so much, between their legs,
and then you just rip
like
somebody's
a,
throat
like
out.
Someone's head.
Oh yeah, they could probably crush your head. A girl could probably crush your head.
Like a watermelon.
Yeah.
Is a watermelon the
yeah,
same like?
Whack.
Thickness is your skull and brain or what?
Yeah, but I seen a girl fucking crush a can with
her
boobs.
Her boobies.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Yeah, but a can?
I crushed a can on my head.
It's a can.
It's a can.
Multiple times.
It's like those boards that people break.
Okay.
If you break through it, there's no force.
Being could, like, squish it?
All right, well.
It's physics. All the energy is released in the breaking.
I was watching American Werewolf in London. And it came that they weren't attacked by a werewolf. They were attacked by a madman. And it is said that a madman has the strength of four men. So maybe a madman, someone who's crazy, who has the resolve,
to rip
who's
flesh.
Willing to go there,
yeah.
Could rip apart a person. Maybe. Especially if you're a big-ass dude. Like, if you're in the mountain, could you really pop somebody's head? If you're in the mountain, could
you
pop somebody's head?
Well, if
you
were, like, to grab somebody, like...
And rip their jaw apart?
Yeah, you could do that, right?
I don't know, dude.
Yeah. You could do that, yeah.
Dude, you can always... No, they say, like, a person's bi-force is pretty fucking strong.
Yeah, but if you're going like this, like, there's... I think there's more, like, right? Like, if you're like this and so on. Because once you get it to the point of where you have, you don't have, you have to have, like...
You have to be in there.
It has
and,
to be a close
okay.
angle, right? It can't be, like...
Yeah, so you have to
like
have
dogs,
your feet.
Dude,
yeah,
when dogs try to bite you, you go in their mouth.
Yeah, but once you...
Like,
but once you grab, like, the lips, like, if you just grab the lips and pull down, they're going to let go because this shit's going to rip off.
Fish, fucking fish hook, dog. Fish hook all day.
They just rip the cheek?
Rip the cheek. Yeah, you could rip the cheek.
You could rip a ear off. You could easily rip somebody's fucking ear off.
Yeah, if you just grab.
Fuck yeah, you could rip somebody. Dude, I fucking ripped my the bottom of my ears
from, like,
yeah.
the inside
just
out
from
with, like, their
putting
asshole.
A helmet, taking a helmet off.
Yeah, you could rip.
Rip someone? No, you cannot
dude,
rip somebody's
mouth,
asshole.
No, like if you get your fingers in
their
buttholes and you just rip.
Full mouth, just grab their ear and like.
Fuck yeah, dude! Just grab their ear and just rip it. Yeah, you can rip somebody's ear off easily. You could fucking jam your thumb. If you were in full mount, you could just jam your thumb in their cheek and just fucking push down
fish
brutally
hook.
Hard and just rip their cheek. I'm pretty sure you could.
Fish hook and then the ear on the other side. Dude, that's what they say, that tiger claw. Tiger claw.
It was like
that's
fish hook and shit?
Yeah, you go in the eyeball. You go
gouge
in the eyeball and then you grab the ear. And now you have them by like the eyeball and the ear.
Fuck that.
Yeah, that's what they say tiger claws for.
That's brutal.
That's yeah,
fucking
that's
brutal
fuck,
dude.
Yeah.
That's a
sense,
brutal ass wushu right there, dude.
It's a brutal ass move. You can do that full mount easily.
An eagle claw probably también. Just cha-cha! Just gotta set one for each hand, dude. Like in a video game. Left hand, tiger claw. Right hand, eagle's talon.
Yeah, like those katas. You know, when you see like
terracotta pie?
When you see those weird kung fu people going like. Like that shit kind of like. It seems ridiculous, but it's not like.
The difference.
There's something about it, yeah. Like somebody tries to grab you or something, like you gotta like. There's
yeah.
moves that you do, there's little like arm drags and shit, and like it kind of incorporated in all these like. Moves.
So, well, okay, so what I think about is like. If you really think about it, right? When these moves were invented, they're pretty old, right? Kung Fu and all that shit's pretty old.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were just farmers. And they didn't have television shows to even show them what a fucking Kung Fu was, right?
Yeah, they kind of probably figured out.
So if you didn't, but if you didn't know anything, right? Because even a person now that doesn't know anything has seen a fucking Jackie Chan movie.
Or they've seen UFC, dog. And they
or
know
they
what
see
a full mount is.
Yes, they've seen something.
They know what back mount is.
Exactly, dude. Like, I feel confident that I could get in a fight. I would be okay just because of the amount of UFC I've watched.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I would have... Not that I'd be okay, like, I'm going to kick somebody's ass, but I think I'd at least have situational awareness, like...
Like,
this is not
bad.
A good position.
This is bad.
Get my head out
yeah.
of here.
Yeah.
Oh, move away
yeah,
from here.
Yeah, that helps
here.
A lot, yeah.
Don't,
yeah.
Yeah. Get, circle away from his heavy hands, you know, where he's going, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
power. You know.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, dude, get fucked. You gotta know some things. And if you know some things, you could be so much better than a guy that doesn't know no things.
Yeah.
So maybe, like you're saying, like, wax on, wax off, that would be brutally important to some jackass that's just been, like, fucking picking weeds all day, and he's gonna be like, oh, boy, fuck this guy, man.
Yeah.
Fucking doing his little Tai Chi and shit, and then he just, sit there! Slap the shit out of their head, they're gonna be like, oh, fucking Kung Fu.
Yeah, they go like, douche it into the throat or some shit like that.
And
wish.
Just something to surprise the shit out of them. Nothing too brutal
yeah.
to knock them out. Just something to be like, oh!
Yeah, it's just a blinding. And then the follow-up thing is like usually powerful.
Brutal-ass like, hook kick.
Or a tiger claw. An eyeball.
Tiger claw. Gouge the eye! And fucking rip the ear, dude. In the same move.
Dude, back when you could just kill people and then nobody knew anything about it.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, the guy said... The old Japanese man said, like, say if you were like a deputy or whatever, like you're like in charge of the law back in the day in feudal Japan, you carried a fucking samurai sword, right? And almost every, like a lot of people did. So criminals usually had samurai swords. So like you couldn't trust just like disarming them. They would like cut their fucking hand off. Like when they caught them, they would just cut their hands off.
Yeah.
So they could never hold a sword again.
Yeah.
That's fucking brutal, dude.
Yeah. That's how you maintain law with no devices.
Like nothing with no crazy. Numbers. Yeah, dude, nothing.
Like now too, we have like numbers and
we
shit
can catch you and all
that
this
follow
things.
You, like, yeah. Or you have
for your whole life.
Yeah.
You have a ticket.
Yeah. We have your fingerprint.
And you have, yeah.
We could look and this is your fingerprint.
Breaking and entering.
Yeah.
20
years.
Are you
gonna lie? That's your exact. The computer says
it's your hair follicles.
The computer's tracking every little squiggly line here,
yeah.
And it matches what's on your thumb.
There's no getting away.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I got away out of state lines.
They didn't have that shit back in the day, so there's gonna be like, I'm gonna cut your hand
dude,
off.
Dude, even 100 years ago,
again.
You could just go to a different state and get away. 100 years ago, you could go to a different state and get away from, like, murders, multiple
yeah.
murders.
You
get
could
away.
Be like, are you.
No!
Are you Craig Danson?
No!
No.
I'm Shrek Manson. All right. Thank you, Shrek.
Kaiser Soze.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, dude.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter. You could just be like, I'm fucking Fred Durst. It wouldn't even matter.
Yeah. There was no numbers, no social security cards.
Yeah. Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Like numbers. Triple H?
Yeah. Triple H. Yeah. H.H. Holmes. Hunter Hearst Holmes. That's where he got his name. From a serial killer, murderer. They made his fucking, his hotel, literally hotel
of
death. Behold, the King of Kings. Dude, that dude's way buff. The
yeah.
game? Time to play the game.
Yeah, how old was that? He's almost in his 50s.
He's way past his 50s, probably.
I don't know. Let's
Google it.
Yeah.
He's probably like 52.
I didn't even know you were awake, dude.
I've been awake, but you guys were in good tension. I'd be like, oh, man, I'm a dummy.
I don't even remember what we were
dude,
talking
about.
We're
talking
Kung
about,
Fu.
Like, fucking penis and...
Oh, yeah, Kung Fu. I don't know shit. Yeah, I don't know anything about Kung Fu, dude.
Yeah, but, like, when it comes down to it, dude, fighting is kind of savagery.
No, that's what I'm saying. If
so,
you,
like,
if I'm getting in a street fight, dude, I don't give
a
fuck, dude.
Of savagery and...
I don't give a fuck, dude. That guy could have a knife. Oh, look, it's just like Boss Ruin said, dude. This guy could be saying, oh, look, mister, I don't want none of this. And then, boom, it slits
your throat.
It's finished.
47 years old.
47?
Yeah, Undertaker's
oh, shit.
52.
Undertaker's 52?
John Cena's 40.
How old is Ric Flair?
Oh, he's like 71.
Ric Flair. Woo! Stylin' and pro-flyin'.
Yeah.
Pro-flyin'.
Alligator shoes.
I said 71.
71? It's probably like 68.
60, let's see. 68! On the money.
Dang, you're good, dude.
See, you just have to be intoxicated to make correct choices in life.
Dang, dude.
That was a straight up guess.
Hey, dude, you're gonna be 27 in a
dude, few Hulk
days.
Hogan is 63 years old.
What?
Vince McMahon is 71.
That's
crazy.
Oh! That way old.
I didn't know he was that old.
Brutal ass fucking testosterone replacement.
I thought he was younger than like Ric Flair and shit.
I would have thought. Maybe Ric Flair just, the problem is he's like so blonde that he looks like his hair's just been white forever, but in reality it's been blonde.
Well, his face doesn't even look that fucked up. He did.
No,
he
looks way
like
bad
got,
now.
He looks like he had...
That fool looks like he's 100 years old right
yeah.
now.
No, not that bad.
This was a long time ago, this fucking fitness magazine that fool took where he was just stacked.
Ric Flair?
Yeah,
no,
he looks like
man?
Oh,
got
yeah,
hit by
Vince McMahon was way
fuck.
Big, dude. Vince McMahon is way big.
Yeah, he's big for no reason.
Yeah, like, you're an owner of wrestling. Why are you huge?
Because he has to wrestle these guys.
Dude, what's his name was huge? What's his name is huge? Fucking Frank Fertitta. Dana White's huge as fuck.
Yeah, they've all gotten big. I guess
they're
it's because...
they definitely got to be on some shit.
You know what it is? I wonder if it's like, I have to be the boss of these big-ass dudes. So
yeah.
I really have to like get big.
No,
big.
Look at football coaches. They're small as fuck. They're like tiny dudes.
Yeah, but a lot of them have
that's
fucking different. Played and they're like, got skill and shit. Like, they'll just be like... Like Mike Singletary, dude. Mike Singletary wasn't as big as Vernon Davis, but that fool still sat him for being a fuck. Can't win with him. Won't win with him. Can't do it. Won't do it. Mike Singletary is badass. That wouldn't give a fuck. Oh, you're a star tight end? I don't give a fuck. It's all about you? I don't give a fuck, dude. Sit down.
That's good.
85 Bears.
Well, what I'm saying is...
I didn't give a
all
shit.
All those big giant dudes let these old dudes talk shit to them all day. Like, they could just
but,
decimate them.
Yeah, like, that. I think that's just, like, all of, like, football. Even when, like, those studs in high school could beat the fuck, like,
well, I don't think they do that like, so much anymore.
Like, a puppy could beat the fuck out of fucking Gano if he wanted to, and Fair at the same time. The big-ass Samoan pup. Yeah. Definitely could beat the fuck out of all of them at the same time. And he's got the biggest dick.
Yeah, but
remember I remember you said that shit, dude.
Did he really? I don't remember that.
You weren't there? That still? Who the fuck was there?
They don't yell at people anymore.
No, you see those coaches, they yell at fucking the
fuck
players
yeah,
all the time, like in pro. Like,
but they might be yelling just because they're far away.
Even in basketball. Those
oh, yeah.
They might be yelling, though, because they're like 15 yards
no,
away.
No, dude, they
no,
yell
dude,
in their face when
like
they get to them. They're fucking
they
yelling in their
that?
Face.
So,
like,
why'd you fuck, blah, 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 blah.
What if they're just saying, like, I'm just fucking yelling at you because it looks good for the fucking TV. If I abuse you like this, it makes me seem passionate.
No, dude.
No, like in the replacements.
It's fucking football, dude.
Yeah. Like in the replacements, he's like, I want the ball. You want the ball? I want the ball! And then he screams
give
at
me the ball! Give me the ball! Give me the ball! Give me the ball!
All right, Danny, go sit down.
I got you the ball. Yeah, that shit was funny.
Okay, you can sit down now.
Danny Bateman, man.
Danny Bateman.
All day, Blue Eyes! Bury your family! That was so fucking brutal, dude.
Fucking
bury your family, dude. I said that at practice.
No, you didn't.
I
football.
Dude, you always downplay my greatness.
What greatness?
I got a safety, bro.
You did. I remember that. We played, it was,
I don't know who the fuck
it was like
played.
Denisha
it was probably some terrible
Ramona
ass team. Terrible
blue
ass team.
I remember that. Might have been, oh, Rosemead.
They just kept saying, who's blocking number 50, man? Nobody.
He's white. Why would we block him?
Yeah, he's a little white kid.
Yeah.
I told.
Hey, let's go coach.
Because I told him, dude.
Let's coach.
I told somebody today,
let's
man.
Let's coach.
It's because of my fucking hands and my
I
first
know, but
step.
Let's coach.
My hands and my first step, dude.
Okay.
I could have played linebacker.
Yeah, you didn't want to play.
I didn't try hard. Cause
I could have played linebacker.
Because thrash fucking metal, dude. You should have played linebacker. That's probably a better spot for you.
Because no, I didn't really have the speed to play DB.
Yeah.
But I had the intensity.
But you fucking hit. Like, yeah, you probably would have been better in linebacker. But they had like some studs at linebacker.
Yeah. There
they were like they were studs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were studs.
But I'm a stud. I think if I would have played more, I would have tried more. But since like I didn't. I was like,
yeah, no shit.
This is fucking
I feel dumb. Like if I would have got there and registered on time and played freshman year, I would have been a lot better off.
Yeah.
But because I just joined so late, I was like, ah, fuck it. And I had already been out of football for too long.
Yeah.
Going on 3 years.
Dramatic.
Yeah, I didn't play midget or nothing. So, like, that's why I didn't.
Yeah. That's what threw me off. That's what I was just telling fucking Abraham. I was like, I played fucking years going straight. Then we didn't play that fucking 1 year because we didn't have enough people to play on the Cougars team. So we didn't play, and then freshman year I didn't play because I was a fucking late register, so I had been out for almost 3 years.
Yes.
And by that point in time, I was already in fucking thrash fucking metal and going to
you
shows.
Were.
On.
No,
yeah,
you
dude.
Were. You were listening to Dragon Force and being gay.
Oh, dude, Dragon Force is badass.
And listening to Disturb.
In the Valley of the Damned! That's a good song, dude.
It's not, dude. They suck. Big dicks, dude.
Just fucking just be.
Herman Reed.
Herman Reed, yeah, Herman Lee.
Herman Lee?
Herman Lee, yeah. Those are crazy ass guitar player.
Sucks big dicks.
Yeah.
All the dicks.
All
hey,
them.
But no, let's coach.
Where?
At the Cougars.
When? How?
All the time.
Who do you know? Who do you know?
You. What do you mean? You know the president.
I don't think he's the president right now.
You know the president.
Yeah, Anthony.
You know Donald Trump.
Coach, Anthony coaches, right?
He was. He's not coaching no more.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
You know
son.
Donald Trump.
Okay, dude.
Yeah, but
we have all the times in the world.
Know,
like, when I come off work and I pass by, like, because I take the 6:05 to the 10.
Okay, my schedule stays as it is. I could do that.
Yeah, because then I could
but,
just, after work, I could just go to practice and be like, all right, cool. And
yeah,
because
if I got off at 1:30, you know, forever, if I always got off at 1:30,
yeah.
I could get there because, like, your sixth period is like 1:30. And then by the time seventh period runs around, it's like
sixth
2.
Sixth period, I'm talking about, like, kids.
Since kids.
Like, Cougars?
Oh,
practice starts.
Fuck
like
that,
six.
Dude! I want to coach high school.
Yeah, we can't.
I think
you
that's
can't
why
just
I
go up and coach.
I think
high
that's
school.
Why I want to be a fucking teacher.
I want to be a teacher too. I want to teach history.
Yes.
I want to be
bacon.
Mr. Bacon.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Making bacon, baby.
Though,
that's what I want to do. I want to be like Mr. Bacon.
Get shitty ass pay.
That's
yeah,
the thing.
It's kind
of
cool.
And I don't have the patience for the deal with the little fuckers.
And there's not a lot of
yeah,
jobs out
some
there.
Some of those
dude.
Guys, you could see, like you could see the kids growing. You're like, wow.
There's not a lot of jobs out there.
I had fucking an impact on this kid's.
And Trump's America. There's no money in education right now.
Yeah, dude.
What do you mean?
We're behind Finland. We're buying
there's
a
not
lot
that
of
many
people,
jobs,
actually.
Dude, because they went. They have.
You gotta
schools.
Go to.
Well, that's why we're
schools.
Going
you
back to coal, dude.
Schools.
We gotta go back to coal so we can have more jobs. Duh.
Yeah.
We should not make DVDs anymore and go back to VHS because we would have more jobs. Duh.
This shit was less.
Let's go back to steam because they would have
oh,
more
yeah.
jobs.
We can't make robots because if we make robots,
then
we,
no one will have
no
jobs. So let's make coal, and let's just dump shit in our fucking lakes and streams because who cares?
Yeah, but that Paris climate thing, like, what
so
does
weird.
It actually do?
Okay,
I could see
okay,
if we,
so I
as
think
a,
it,
as a country, like. Like, all right, cut here, blah, blah,
I've
blah,
never
blah.
Heard about this Paris climate thing.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Before
I've,
this.
I've never
heard
about
heard
what
it.
This Paris climate thing
yeah,
is.
I'm like,
but I think it's like
about?
Some sort of
so
kind of
no
mutual
idea.
Agreement to get a certain percentage of your energy renewable by 2020 or some shit. And I think that there's only three countries now. Now that we're one of them, there's only three countries that aren't a part of this.
Russia.
Syria, who's a fucking failed state because... of all the shit that's going on there,
mm-hmm.
and Nicaragua. Now
all the other countries have
every
advised.
Other fucking country.
Even Iraq,
every country is in this shit except these three.
Oh, you know what? That,
Nicaragua,
that's true because we used
United
to be able to
States.
Burn poop out there, and now we can't burn poop.
So the thing that
smog checks are
and bad. The reason Nicaragua's not in it is because they think
they're communists.
No, well, I don't know about that, but they think that this shit is too light. And that they're already on pace to be 90% fucking renewable energy by 2020. So they're already way up far and beyond what they even
cool.
want people to be doing.
I did read a thing about Germany. They're like, oh no, another country. They're like, we don't have trash. Like, their
Sweden.
Fucking things are like, there's no trash.
Or you know, Sweden.
Yeah, I think it was Sweden. Like, their dumps, they're like, nothing like ours. Ours are like overfilling.
Yeah, so like, that's the thing, dude. Like, it's a big goddamn difference. It's a big difference.
I mean, but to be in a, like, a thing, like, why can't we just do it as people? Just be like, hey.
So that's what people are saying. Like, it'll now it's going to come down to, like, states.
Yeah.
Because this, in this, in our
but
government,
California,
supposedly.
We're gonna use a bunch of shit, because we're dicks.
Yeah, well, in our government, supposedly, the states are supposed to have a little bit more power than federal. A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the people.
Then we should. Because you think about Europe, right? Every fucking country is, like.
But see, in Europe, they pay taxes. They pay a shit ton of taxes, but everything's free.
Yeah, but I'm saying we have almost the same amount of square footage
as all of Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and there are all of yeah, basically all of state, all of Europe's countries
country.
Are like states, more
yeah, exactly.
or less.
Yeah, they all follow the European Union.
So, like, same thing with America. Every
not Great Britain anymore.
Every single state is like way different than other states.
But that goes back to what we were talking about before. Like, if every state just handled their own laws and brought it up.
That bottle opener you just used?
Mm-hmm.
Handmade.
By who?
Forged. In fire.
Would you make it?
No, I wish. That's why I do blacksmithing. I think that's a badass fucking trade to have. Glass blowing?
Right.
Badass trade to have. Carpentry? Badass trade to have.
Let's do it.
Maybe we should have, like, teams.
No teams.
I'm going back to, like...
1+1 = no teams.
To the state. Thing.
Who?
There is no teams, though.
Zero teams.
There's no teams, dude.
No teams.
There's no teams even, like...
One team in one team, no teams. You can't have a team without two teams.
The Southwest should have, like, their own little...
No, dude, that's how you got fucking a civil war. The North and the South.
And then...
North and the South. God damn it.
And then
that is
have,
true. I think it would be a total. Because
California,
yeah,
California,
dude.
California,
fucking. There's people in. There's like a whole the Bible Belt. Like there'd be a whole people that were like, evolution is not real.
Yeah, but let them deal with their bullshit.
We have to deal with them. That's why it's the problem.
Country.
That's why it's a problem.
Yeah,
no, not only that, but
taxes.
There's just a, there's just too much people, dude.
What they need to produce
in this day and age, even the minority is a majority.
Come up with your fucking whatever, you, like. We all have a job to do. We have a fucking certain thing we gotta fulfill. I don't give a fuck what you believe. Get your job done. Fill your quota. And let's keep this shit rolling.
Okay, you capitalist.
Like.
But with it, with anything. Like,
how many people do you think put peanut butter and jelly in their ass?
4 people. 4% of the world.
Exactly.
That's a lot of people. That's like 400,000
exactly,
people.
Dude. That is my point. A minority is a fucking majority in this day and age. So it doesn't matter. You can't do that team shit. You can't. You'll get all these fucking It's like
that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, this whole fucking PC versus like the whole Republicans and Democrats and fucking Republicans and fucking
like a super left and super right, but there's
yes,
no middle.
Alt right, all yes, all
yeah,
this bullshit, dude.
You can't throw everybody in together and be like, all right, you guys figure out like what's best for everybody.
That's why, because all right,
it's
so
too much all over the place.
Too many people. Yeah,
that's
so
how Rome
every
started.
Person has all their own ideas, but then majority people have kind of like an umbrella idea. So like, oh yeah, like when it comes to this issue, this is kind of what I believe. Up until this extent, then I believe in this, where that might branch off from different other people's beliefs. But there's always that umbrella, dude. There's always that broad umbrella. Like that's what they do right now with like the death penalty and fucking pro-life, pro-fucking abortion, pro-choice.
Yeah, there's that broad umbrella, but
there's always those broad
umbrellas. People on both sides of that umbrella.
How could you do that?
Because there's people. I'm saying there's. This same amount of people.
Oh, I thought
who,
you meant there's people who believe in both things.
No,
the
no,
same,
I'm saying
same
there's the same amount of people on one side as there are on the other. And, like, for some reason, it's still going back and forth. Like, in this day and age of this age of.
Well, because.
That's why something new has to happen.
Information.
Something new has to break through and then be like, wow, Star Trek.
I don't know. Like, I was telling him last night, like, I think all just the bad shit is just boiling up to the top because all this information is coming out. Like, everybody has a camera. Everybody has social media. Ghetto people, you know. Back in the day, and even when we were in high school, like...
Ghetto people.
When we were in high
specifically.
School,
even like, they have cameras.
Well, I'm not excluding myself.
The end of the world is near.
I'm not excluding myself, but like in, what, 2000... And when we were in high school...
We didn't have no...
Nobody
he
had,
was the only person with a phone.
But nobody had camera... Yeah, but nobody... I didn't have a cell phone, yeah. Nobody had camera phones and shit. Like,
he was the only one.
You had those stupid ringtones.
Oh, why? He was the only one.
Yeah.
He had that
razor. With a keyboard. He thought
yeah.
It was badass.
Yeah,
a keyboard.
Dude,
oh,
I love
that
shit,
year.
Dude. Envy, dude. Oh, fuck me, Envy. It was so
you
good.
You had the Razor first?
Yeah, the Razor was dope. I had that even when I lost my other phones. I would just go back to the Razor. When in between phones.
But, yeah, so now, like, even poor people have cameras.
Yeah.
They have all
yeah,
these.
They don't
have
roads in Afghanistan, but they got
and
phones
access
and Facebook.
To the internet.
Also,
access
also the fact.
Easy access to the internet, everybody.
Also, the fact that there's so much people that the probability of something happening.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So all this bad
so
shit.
High.
That's why all this. So,
all this
Dave,
shit
have you guys seen the new Dave Chappelle
up.
Shit?
Yeah.
When he was like, you guys just know too much.
It's good.
He's
though.
Like, if you just put your fucking phones down and just enjoyed what's in front of you, like,
dude,
everything
this...
would be cool. Because, you, like, now, anything is like, oh, man, this
yeah.
just happened. Oh, this just happened.
Dude,
this
you
just
don't
happened.
Even know how many times I've come home and, like, I get home to my, like, wife, because I don't really want to waste my data at work or whatever, so I don't go on, like, too much social media or anything. But I come home, and I fucking go, and I look, and I see, like, the latest thing of what's going on in the world, and I'm just like, can you believe these fucking people? Can you believe this shit? And I'm just getting all mad, and
yeah.
I'm going on a rant. And Ginger's like, what does it matter? Like, you don't even deal with those people. Like, why are you getting upset about it? You're just wasting your time. You're wasting your energy. Like,
yeah.
But it still bothers
yeah,
the shit out of me. But if you had
saying.
Those fucking horse blinders to that, it wouldn't even be a part of your life.
Yeah, but then nothing gets solved, right?
That's true. You're part of the
problem. Unless, like, oh,
this.
That's not true. You can solve shit in your own
well, you,
circle.
Yeah, you do. You solve shit. Yeah, you solve
but
shit.
But that's what
a good
that's
person.
What all the mother.
That's what
that's all the badass
do, right?
motherfuckers
yeah,
say
that,
though.
That's
start
what
with
everybody
yourself.
Should do, right?
All
just
the badass motherfuckers
person.
Say that. Start
be
with yourself. Let your circle of influence, fucking get better, and then those people's circle of influence will get better, and then eventually, like, you know, just fucking.
I've said that.
So
I've said that 100 times.
Yeah.
I must be a badass.
But like I said, like all this shit.
Yeah.
With all this media, it's all the negative is just. Boiling to the top.
Yeah, where are the positives?
Like it's all
at?
Boiling to the top, and like I think right now it's like almost at its peak.
Well,
I think we're gonna scrape it all off.
That's
like,
also
gonna, like,
the thing, though.
It's like overflowed beer.
Like
yeah,
good things.
Scrape it off.
Good things aren't yeah. popular. Bad things are popular, unless it's like super good, like a baby smiling at something funny, or like a super cute puppy.
What about yeah? Dogs.
Then those things get famous.
Dogs are the
but
best.
Anything regular good, like oh, this guy
dogs
saved these
the
people
best.
From an accident. They pulled him out, and then
it's good for like a day, and then after that,
yeah, nobody remembers him or anything.
And only in that local area.
Same thing with negative shit.
No,
yeah,
this head,
like what happened? What happened?
The severed head thing has been around.
The Ariana Grande
thing.
It's already old news. Now we have this Afghanistan bombing that killed like 100
people. Oh, 80
people,
yeah.
And like people are like, yeah, like that goes on.
It does though.
And that's not supposed to be like that. Like,
you
we
know,
should want
shit.
To care.
Right? Same shit. It's just so far
but that's
away.
The problem. There's just so many people. You can't care for everybody. You can't.
You can.
So this you know, that always trips me out.
Just like, I'm glad I wasn't there.
The ideal shit is like, we're tribes of people.
We've brought this up 100 times. Yes,
and then we should only have like a
sphere of 50 people.
No, they said like 250. You can recognize up to like
500 or something.
Oh, I thought you could recognize up to 250 relationships.
Dunbar numbers
or some shit like that. Yeah, you could like. You could be like, oh, that person's with this person. These people are like, you could put all that shit together up to like 200 people or some shit like that. 250. I think that's cool. What it is. Like, you could keep all that down. But when it gets too big, it's like, it's too much. I don't know who everybody's fucking backing who, you know, or whatever.
That's why you don't remember everyone from school.
Yeah. You remember like 200 people.
Yeah, even the people you never hung out, you just saw them. You're like, oh, or I had to
like it, in tribes, dude, everybody, they would just, like, everybody would just fuck everybody. So, like, you wouldn't know whose kid is whose. So, you would just take care of all the kids.
Everybody's kids would be everybody's
kids. Yeah, because, like, that could be my kid, so I'm going to watch out for him.
But I think that it was also, like, you're in a tribe. You need everybody to help and pitch in. So, you need them to survive. So, it's in your fucking best interest to make sure that they're, not only that they survive, but that they're a fucking positive influence into your sphere. That's the thing.
Yeah, and then the negative.
Because right now, it's like, I'm a person. This guy's a person. Oh, fuck this guy. He's got nicer things than me. Oh, fuck you, you fucking rich kid, dork, fucking loser, bitch. Fucking kick your ass after school. Then this shit starts, right? Then that guy is you know, fucking mad because of this, and all this fucking bullshit starts.
Stuff that doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. And it's because of that.
Yeah. If it doesn't have anything to do with life, limb, or eyesight, I don't give a fuck about it.
Life, limb, or eyesight? What if you had a yacht?
A yacht?
And it sank. You wouldn't care? And he spent so many fucking afternoons on it, just like bringing home random women that you meet. And you just tell them,
dang, I lost
a yacht. I have a yacht. I have a yacht. And they're just like, oh, Pinoch, take me to your yacht and sex me. And you know, you're like,
so much vagina.
Yeah,
you
just hold
parties on your yacht.
You're like, all right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude, you just take him out to international waters.
And then it sank.
Dude.
As I'm dying?
You just take him out to international waters.
Life,
and they have
eyesight.
To have sex with you.
Yeah, but that's
on the implications.
I know, but that's
implications.
Life, limb, or eyesight.
They could say no, but they won't.
They won't. Because
what does that have to do with what we were talking about?
Because they could say no.
Oh, but we'll...
But they won't.
If you take them out to international waters, they could say no, but they won't because of the implications.
There's so many implications.
What is an implication?
If you're on your yacht...
The implications of danger... The girls are never really in danger, but because of the implications of danger, they won't say no.
What?
What? You need to expand your horizons, little boy.
You don't make sense.
It makes perfect fucking
sense.
It makes,
sense.
It makes like 100%
okay,
sense.
Okay, start over again.
You
if you meet a woman,
okay,
let's
right.
take it's all right, step all right, one.
All right, no, 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 step one. I have
okay.
a yacht.
Okay,
you
okay.
have a yacht.
Okay,
you meet a
let's
woman.
Say,
I meet a woman.
You invite her to your
I
yacht.
I invite them to go to the yacht for to have sex.
Not even to have sex. You
just
invite them
yacht.
To the yacht.
Okay,
and then you take them out
take
into
them out.
The water.
Okay,
miles
right.
from the land.
Yeah,
any proposition.
What do I proposition?
Sex. No, not sex. But
sex.
You proposition whatever
and
you want to proposition.
No,
that
they wouldn't say no.
Why?
That's the thing.
Because they're
the
afraid of
because of the implications
of me either throwing
in
them
danger.
Off or killing them or
yeah, like what's gonna happen?
Leaving
nobody
them out
can
there?
Hear them scream.
It's international waters. It's legal.
Oh,
kill
then
people
why don't people do that more often?
It happens
all
the time. They
eat your dick like Kobayashi.
Isn't that like kind of like rape?
That's where, they molest
it's
people
not
in international
it's
waters
not
all the time. Because
the girls
say,
are never
yeah.
really
remember?
In danger. The
and
girls
Taken,
are never really in danger.
Remember in Taken where they were selling these bitches out of the yacht? And Taken, remember
they
were on the yacht?
Because only crazy would probably kill them and throw them off the water.
Yeah,
but
they're
people,
never really in
normal
danger.
Normal people would be like, all right, bitch, you just took you on my yacht.
No, they
don't
tell them like, oh, fuck me or you're going to die. They
no,
don't tell them that.
They know, they're aware.
Yeah. They know that. It's already
it's
implied.
Yeah, it's implied.
It's implied implications. Implicate. Implied. Rape doesn't fit with that scenario. Just implications.
Okay. Now it makes sense.
Thank you.
What?
Teach yourself a yacht, my friend.
You should record that, dude.
It is recorded.
Just record you say, no, like a video. What? And then just like put that on everything.
Yeah, all kinds of memes.
Yeah. Like you should have a projector screen when you do your shows, and that's like right before you start.
Just, what?
So then you guys start fucking.
Like Drunken Bastard.
Yeah, you guys always start with Drunken Bastards. It's true. Dude, here's to seeing you guys next Friday. Looking forward to it.
Are you really?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. I enjoy it.
That's good. I like
that. Yeah, I want to see these body painters.
Oh, yeah. There's like four pretty hot girls that are going to be
pretty painted. Hot.
How do you know? You seen them all?
Yeah. I mean, I creeped on their Facebooks.
Oh.
Creep.
Creep, you slipped in on the DMs?
Yeah, oh no, I'm
creep
not that
one. So, you're going to be at the Adult Hut?
You know, I'm the drummer for Warboy, right?
Yeah.
Got big sticks.
Got these big drums. Got this one real big drum.
And then slip in a dick pic.
See this stick? That's what I hit my snare with.
First message, dick
just
pic.
Just lay like
work.
My little dick on the bass drum. Second. It's like big ass bass drum, little dick on. Just boop!
Kick drum.
Or get a little ass drum so it looks like it's...
Yeah.
And then get little sticks.
That's
so the drum
the
looks
snare.
Big, right? Everything
the
looks...
snare's big. I got a 10-inch tom.
Oh, that'll work. I was going to say, unless you had like a badass like 5-inch tom or some shit.
Oh,
that'd
yeah.
Be dope, dude. Just laying all the way across the fucking whole shit. Just a like, 12 inches. 12
inches.
Take it from like far back, too.
And then have little mock sticks that are like tiny.
Yeah.
They're not really like real sizes.
They're like the same size.
You just have them laid out.
Just make
out.
Sure my hands aren't
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, you just have them laid out like on the thing.
Well, because you gotta hold the camera.
So you're like, oh shit, his dick is like
camera. The size of a
the
drum.
Size of this drumstick.
That's what I'm saying.
Good. That'd be hilarious.
All over it.
Yeah.
Or is it the drummer for Warboy? That's how it's gonna go down.
Yeah. I wish more women's would go to our shows.
So are they going to be like on stage with you guys?
I don't know yet. It's a small stage. Probably not. They'll probably be on the side.
They're probably not even going to be there by the time you go on. Yeah, it's probably going to be either too early or too late.
Because that would be cool.
Yeah.
Because then you could like use them if you're like a guitar player or something. You'd just be like, yeah.
You could just fuck them with your guitar. Yeah.
Just like.
Could just do things to them, right?
Because yeah,
if you're famous, because if you're famous, you could just do
performance
it.
Performance art.
You don't even have to ask; you just do it.
Yeah, you could just grab him by the pussy.
Yeah, it's just, you're on stage. It's performance art, exactly. Anything goes. I saw that on SVU. A girl got raped, and they were like, "No, it was theater."
What?
It was on stage.
Or that shit with
SVU. That's such a good show.
That shit with that one bitch, Kesha.
She got raped.
Allegedly.
By her producer,
by her
right?
Producer. That's why she hasn't been making any music. Because they're in like...
I thought she was just...
So like the
terrible.
Judge siding with the producer because he's saying that she just wants to get out of her contract. But she's saying that she was fucking sexually assaulted.
Maybe she was.
Maybe she was. It's crazy because I would feel super bad, right? Like if she is...
I don't even
like,
know who she is.
She's that one Timber. Or how's it go? How's that song go?
Yeah, it's like that.
This,
she has a dollar bill in her eyeball. She's really hot.
No, she's not.
I think she's hot.
She's not, but I mean...
From Australia.
I mean, it's fucked up.
Oh, no,
way.
She has a dollar bill on Kesha. So it's
Kesha.
K-E
what's that?
Dollar bill.
H-A?
Sure.
How does that song go? Is
Timber!
Is it with, what's his name, Pitbull? Is Pitbull in that song?
Oh, maybe. Or the Timberland?
I'm hollering Timber, some shit.
Oh,
like
yeah!
I'm
gonna
dance. I don't know,
dude.
Yeah, some shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't know,
you better
dude.
Move.
You better move, yeah.
Dang,
like
who's that? Damn, we should do commercials.
Like, I wasn't a fan
stuff.
Of her music. That's pretty fucked up, like, if that actually happened, right?
Yeah.
Well, like...
Or what if she is lying?
Did Lil Bow Wow get raped?
Why would he get raped?
Because remember? He got raped
when
by his
like
limo
Mike.
Driver. Yeah.
Is that what happened?
That's what they said.
Ooh.
Mike, like Mike.
Why would he get raped by his limo driver?
Like Mike?
Because he drove him.
He drove his dick in his butt?
Yep, he drove his limo and he drove his dick.
So, like, somebody put a little Bow Wow in a limo alone with the limo driver?
He got him alone. He probably was like, oh, let me show you how the champagne works. He popped his open.
And he had a little Bill Cosby.
You never had champagne, little Bow Wow?
He had a little fucking Bill Cosby in the champagne.
Yeah. I don't know. He got stitches. That was always the rumor.
Stitches in his asshole?
Is that why he stopped making music?
That's the rumor.
Like Edward Norton?
That's why he's not little Bow Wow. He's just Bow Wow.
He got 10 stitches. 3 were on his eyebrow. 7 were on his asshole.
You want to play with me?
How far do they go for a stitch? You know, like on the length of a cut? Like how?
Every 16th, maybe? Every 8th?
Every 8th of an inch? Is that what it is?
Maybe it is. Doesn't seem like they're that far apart.
So that fool has just like a little blast dick?
No, because it rips his asshole open. It ripped his asshole open. Because...
He probably needs stitches in different areas.
All right, so come on, man. Think about it, dude. He's in the shower, all right? They come up...
Water doesn't really help.
No, but they fucking come up and they hold his legs spread. And this... I don't know how this guy was just brutally hard out of nowhere. Because he just came up and he was like... You gonna act like a nigger, gonna treat you like a nigger. And he just like, he squats a little, and he just squats back up, and it just goes in like, gah! And he just like, pumps him a couple times, and then like one final pump when he like, I think he fucking comes or whatever, like he's like, ugh. And then like,
nice, sweet boy.
And he like slams him. And he's like, fuck you, bah! And he just bashes his head. And then when he's all pumping, dude, like they're all like holding his legs open, like looking up, like, yeah, get it. Like all fucking into that shit, just fucking suds and balls and asshole, Chuck.
Yeah, the fool had to be getting the splash of those pumps.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Splash, and it's like splashing on these
fools. Yeah, and they're just like all fucking mouth open, smile, like, yes. Yes.
Yeah, dude, I seen that shit like.
And it was like quick. It was quick. It was realistic, you know.
Well, like
it was like a couple pumps finished.
Cause it was dry.
Real shit, nigga.
And his butt was probably super tight.
Yeah, it fucking felt too good. Oh fuck, guys, we don't have anything against homosexuals.
Wow.
And we're not homosexuals,
but I'm the homest of sexuals.
I'm a homo sapien. You walk upright, homo erectus. I didn't mean it. Yeah, man, I think on that note, when it comes to...
Nah, dude, we got like 18 hours left of time.
Nah, dude, y'all fucking left me.
Nah, I'll just check my phone real quick.
Boss,
get off my nuts.
I gotta check my phone. I'm just over here babysitting. Babysitting the mic.
It's 5 stitches per inch.
Oh dude, that's what got gangs
dang,
of stitches.
Dang, got 2 inches of dick.
You got like an inch and a quarter, right?
Dang. The dude was, his dick was like 2 inches in circumference.
You said 5 in an inch?
5 inches in one stitch.
5 stitches in 1 inch of cut. So cut an inch is like smaller than your finger, first digit.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's a big ass rip for a
butthole. This is a fucking, like a half an inch.
No, your finger.
Your finger
from
width?
This to the.
Oh, yeah, line. That. I thought you said the
no,
width of your finger.
No, that's a little bit big.
No, your first digit.
As a kid.
No, your first digit
no,
is like
a little smaller, but
inch.
It's about
1 inch. Yeah, your first digit is about 1 inch.
About. Now it's bigger, but yeah, it's about.
No, it's about 1 inch.
It's
pretty damn fucking close.
So.
But I mean.
It's about that. That's about
5 across there.
And then, so just count it to like your middle. That's a big rip. The thing is, butthole is probably not that tight no more.
Well, he got stitches, so it's probably back to good as new. Good
yeah, that means it opened up like this big.
Nah. That's way different.
How do gays not get stretched? Oh, I guess because they play with the butthole and make it nice and loose.
Yeah, they probably put...
I know gay Mike was trying to tell me how he gets dudes...
They gotta get
buttholes nice and loose.
That's gross.
Shit was fucking funny as fuck.
I heard a story from this gay guy that said that he invited this guy over for fucking sex.
Yeah, prolapse right, Gio?
And no, this is somebody else we went to high school with. Fucking
who?
Raul.
Big Raul?
Yeah, dude. He said that this dude sat on his lap and they were naked. And that he was, you know, they were fucking around or whatever, so of course he was hard or whatever. But the guy sat on his lap, and, like, that shit just, like, slipped right in. Like, they weren't intentionally trying to fuck, but it just happened. And the dick just slipped right into the asshole. And then he was like, whoa, dude, what the fuck? This guy was, like, way loose. Like, this guy was just gets, like...
way loose. Gets, he just knows how to get fucked.
Fuck, yeah, maybe brutal. He was alright. Maybe he
had prepared. He had prepared, maybe.
Yeah, or the dude just had a little dick.
Have control in the asshole.
That's true, too.
Some people have control of their asshole.
Yeah, like the dude like a fart. He probably open. He was like, whoa, "I'm gonna suck this dick."
Just suck it right out of your body.
Yeah.
Just into his butthole. It's brutal, dude.
Imagine you stuck your dick into something and it just took it right off. And it just didn't come back out.
You'd be like trying to look and trying to see where it's gonna come out and shit. Like, come on, dude.
What if it gets like it's hanging on? You can see it just hanging on by a little like
Dude.
Like tendon,
like
or
at the very bottom too, like on the very bottom, like
yeah,
it's all ripped
on
at the top,
just like a stitch.
It's all ripped
like,
at the top.
You're just hoping it's not lost forever.
You're just like, swallowed. Trying to be so careful when you go to grab it, so you don't doesn't deteriorate off your body. It's like the last little sinew fucking strains just rip. Fuck that, dude.
Imagine that.
I guess make a pee.
Well, let's wrap it up. It's been an hour.
Been an hour. But
how long?
Pinoche wants to go forever.
Right. I thought we were going to do it for like 3 hours.
I'll be right back. I mean, if you want to wrap it up, go ahead and wrap it up.
Nah, dude.
Everybody knows who the fuck I am and what I'm about and who this is.
Go pee-pee.
Should we take a break?
No break.
Yeah, I could use an air break and a smoking break because it's hot up in this motherfucker.
Oh my god.
Once you stop, it's over.
We could just pause it.
I can't fuse two together.
You can just
pause
it.
I guess we can end
it. No,
then.
It just stops. It's not a pew.
It's not a what?
It's not a pew. It's not a pause. I got... It's not going to fucking pause.
Why
it's going to stop and the file's going to be over. And then I have to name it. And then I tried to do two before and I couldn't fuse them together. When I upload them, it doesn't work that way.
Because you have a small PayPal.
Well, then you fucking do it, bitch.
Don't yell at me, dude.
There's no pause.
There's no pause.
All the pause.
There's got to be a pause, man.
There's only a stop.
There's got to be a pause.
No, you're
so
going to break
fuck you,
it,
dude.
You're going to break
so
it.
What's up with you, man?
Nothing, dude. Just living the dream. Let's go bowling.
Let's go laser tag.
Let's go hunting. Click down. Or space bar. Yeah! Where are we at? Nah, see, just a stop, dude.
We're at an hour and 13.
Aw, dude, don't stop it, dude.
How do I click?
It's gonna stop. Aw, dude, don't stop it. You're gonna stop it.
I'm not.
Stop,
I'm pushing
dude.
This little drag down thing.
Aw, dude.
How do you click?
You push down on the pad.
Oh.
Is there a pause?
No. Whoa, boy.
Yeah.
Whoa, boy.
Read those lyrics in that first song right there. Oh, damn.
Sucking dicks all day gets me nowhere in life.
Wait, is that how it goes?
Is that the really the lyrics, dude?
Go, sing. This is your audition. Sing the lyrics.
I'm not singing shit,
yeah,
bitch.
Dude. What song is that?
Ms. Doom.
Oh.
Nah, dude, I ain't gonna do that.
Why?
It is hot, though. I think we should wrap it up. It's been
like 15 minutes,
guys. If you really want, we could do another one tomorrow.
Fuck you!
What place?
Do it in the garage.
The garage?
Yeah, do a garage cast.
I probably won't be over there tomorrow.
Alright, suck my dick.
Alright, dude.
I don't care.
Do it tomorrow.
But, what the fuck you got? Nah, we'll discuss that later.
Maybe.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you stuck around for an hour, thank you.
Yeah, I got all the bitches.
I'm
in a band now, dude.
Again,
now?
Yes,
no.
Speaking of the band, make sure you guys go checking them out. They're fucking great.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
They kick ass, but they need the fan following. So come check them out.
It's kick ass, bro.
We'll be there. If you really fucking enjoyed us, then we'll be there, man. So, yeah. Get at us, you know, the next time we come around. Get at us on fucking Twitter at Not Most Podcasts. And thank you.
Maybe we'll make an Instagram or a Facebook one of these days.
Somebody could.
Toodaloo!
Bye-bye!
And with no pain.
No pain!